Welcome, everybody, to the Live from the Code Bar podcast, recorded from the Code Theme Bar of Fenwood Manor. I'm your host on this adventure, Rob, and today I have a very special guest. I am making him be my guest today because I am going to be bringing on my son, Parker. We are going to talk about our recent experience where we went up to Summit in the Catskills of New York, where we had a bit of an adventure doing a huge, big outdoor escape room. We were beta testing it. And we're going to talk about it today and just tell you about our little bit of adventure. So to start off with, I think it will take a little bit for me to explain how this all came to be. Basically, last year, me and Keith McDuffie, who's a fan of the show, and welcome, thank you, Keith. We were invited up to the Summit area by a awesome guy. So we went all the way up to beta test his first outdoor escape room, which is called the Catskill Killer.
Didn't go to that one.
No, that one was just me and my friend Ed and Keith. And while we were up there, we had a lot of fun. It was about a three-hour thing. We talked about it. We went over it with Jan. And I'm going to put all the details about what this is in the show notes. But basically, his site is called Crux Club. And this one was called, let me just get the name of it out in front of me here.
Sky Watchers.
Yes. Good job. Thank you, bud. And yeah, so let me explain the email that was sent out to us. It's 2018. UFO sightings have begun again in New York State's Hudson Valley, just like they did in the 1980s when people parked on the side of the road to catch a glimpse of the phenomena. The government has since released videos of UFOs, no longer able to keep the existence under wraps. Your astonished friend, your astromist friend, Dominic, is part of this reawakened Skywatcher trend. He's been following the craft in his RV. One night, you receive a frantic call from him. He followed a UFO to the mountain town of Summit, New York. The craft frequented a field where he parked his RV, but he might be in danger. And from a more human threat, men in black suits have been tracking his activities as well. After 2 days of unsuccessfully contacting Dominic, you and your friends head up to Summit, New York to look for him. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so we basically left New Jersey at, what, nearly 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
It was about a four-hour trip from here up to Summit. A lot of it was just basic highway road, so it wasn't really that hard. We got up there and basically parked on the side of the road. We knew where we were going because we went there last year. And this year, we just started because he told us, you know, where to go and everything like that. So when we first parked, what did we do?
We had followed this path down and we found this RV. And immediately, we could tell that it was, like, starting right away because the RV was locked and required a puzzle code to enter.
So do you remember how we got the first code?
Didn't you have to, like, follow the stars or something?
So it was follow the stars. So we had to actually, there was a bunch of letters on the door, and they all had numbers, and basically you had to put what you thought was the word in number form into the keypad, and of course it was follow the stars, so it was the word for stars, and it was all the numbers for stars, as in A equals 1, so on and so forth. Nice and simple, nice and easy way to get into it, but obviously starting off, you know, if you're kind of rusty, you can look at it going, how is this supposed to work? But we got it pretty quickly, so we got into the RV. And then once we're in the RV, it was actually really nice, right?
Yeah, it was a really nice RV. You could even rent it.
Yeah, so you can stay on Airbnb at this RV as well as do these events, which is really cool. So when we got in, there was a couple of puzzles on the table. And so we spent maybe about 15, 20 minutes trying to solve them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was some basic ones. Some line word letter sort of thing, Ondorfs, a whole bunch of different ones. Finally, when we cracked that, it told us we had to go out into the field, which is basically where the RV was parked. So we went up, it told us to go up the hill and look for the ponds, right?
Yeah, but we didn't see the ponds at first, so we just got straight into the puzzle.
Yeah, exactly. So we walked all the way up into the top of this hill, and when you're on the top of the hill, you can kind of look down on the sort of paddock area, the field area. And he carved into the grass, could have been a UFO, but more likely it was from a lawnmower. He had there was some crop circles, more like a crop triangle, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
true.
So there was big rocks that were placed in there, and at each one of these locations there was a cowhide. Now, we're nice and friendly here with all these events, so it wasn't really a cowhide. There wasn't a
It was
real
like a fake rug.
like a rug. But when you flipped them over, there was a part of a puzzle on each one. So what did we have to do with those?
So we had to like assemble the cow rugs, and eventually we had to use the cipher we got to like decode most of the stuff on the cow rugs.
So it was all to do with symbols. When we got a cipher wheel from the RV, that had a lot of alien symbols on it. And then with the symbols and with the cow rugs, it ended up giving us a 6-digit number. So then we went and found at the pond that we missed on the way up, we found there was this hidden briefcase.
Yeah, but there was a problem. We had got the code wrong.
We had. Now, this was coming down to the fact that we were beta testing this. So he hadn't written out a lot of the instructions the way that anybody that was playing, maybe even somebody that's never played a game before. So we helped him with trying to word it a little bit better, and he ended up giving us the way to make sure that we got all six numbers. So we finally opened up the briefcase.
And inside there was like this machine.
Machine, yeah, that was the big black box. And there was some other codes and some other pieces of paper and stuff like that. So we took it all back into the RV and plugged in the machine, the black box, into the TV in the RV, and we still didn't know what we were doing. So we were deciphering some of the other codes that were in the briefcase as well, and eventually worked out that what it was trying to give us was a series of colors in order. And we worked out that when you take those series of colors and you use the lights on the front of the black box that we got, and you put the colors in order that it was needed to be, it would bring up a image on the TV. And it was a news report, a radio report, and some other clues, and basically was telling us the next step to take, which was involving more solving. It then gave us more information.
Eventually, it gave us information saying that there was like this alien spacecraft nearby. So we got out of the RV. We went into the woods where the last attraction that you guys beta tested was the Catskills Killer. And we saw this like spacecraft, homemade spacecraft, you could say, and a homemade alien.
Well, and so the alien was lying down and everything like that, and he had a helmet on. And so we're at this spacecraft, we're trying to solve it, and it had a whole bunch of stuff using magnets and clips and string, all different colors. But ultimately, when we put it together with the way we were supposed to put it together,
It just didn't work. So eventually, Keith just started doing random stuff, and that worked.
and then eventually inside the craft, there was a little drop down. And it was this part I found very, very interesting. It dropped down to what just looked like a whole bunch of tape, but it
Yeah.
was a special type of fluorescent tape that all of it just looked the same. Think of those puzzles that you used to do where there was all these things on a piece of paper, but when you put it like a red piece of like see-through transparent red paper over it, you could read out all the rest of the words because it would get rid of the red. Well, this was a similar sort of thing because you'd take the helmet from the alien, put it on, and you could see letters that would populate. And those letters, again, would be the colors that we needed for the black box. So we left there.
We
We
went
went all
back
the way
to
back to the
the
box.
TV.
Yep.
The box had told us that it was actually 2024 now.
Yeah. So we had been transported 6 years in the future. And we solved it. And it was about a 2-hour thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a lot of fun. And so I'm going to put that in the show notes, and I'm planning on having Jan come on to discuss a little bit more about obviously what he does with these two different types of puzzle hunts, the Catskills Killer and now this one, Skywatcher. So we'll have him on and maybe even have Keith on. We'll discuss a little bit more as well. But I just wanted to just release this nice little quick one. What else did we get up to when we went up into when we were up there? Because we stayed the night. We went down to Liberty, which is the home of the Otto Hellig treasure. We didn't actually go looking for that. I did print out a whole bunch of stuff, but we got sidetracked by going out to dinner, and it took forever to get our food, right? Yeah, he was sitting there. We watched the whole 12 rounds of that Tyson Fury fight while we were sitting waiting for our dinner. That's how long it took. It took forever.
Then the next day, we went to go check out this castle. That was really cool.
Yep, so this abandoned castle called Dundas Castle, just outside of Roscoe, New York. So we used a drone and flew around that, and that was pretty much awesome. And then we made our way home after that. So it was a nice little weekend away. But I just wanted to release something, let you know that we're still going. I have been doing work on improving the podcast, and I'm back at school, like I said to everybody. So I've been doing some exams and stuff recently, which is why there's been a bit of a break. But we are going to get back into this as a regular thing. And maybe even further down the line, I'm going to have Parker on the line a little bit more. Yep. And maybe he'll be my new sidekick and talk about some puzzles and stuff like that. But in the meantime, thank you for listening. And do please check us out on all of the ways that you can download the podcast, especially the big one through Apple Podcasts. Do leave us a rating and review because it makes a lot of help. Do obviously think about becoming a subscriber. That really does help make sure that it gets paid for and everything like that. So I want to thank everybody that is already a subscriber, and I'm sending out the rest of your gifts this upcoming week. And until next time, everybody, keep digging.